WJFK's Don and Mike Show. Shall we begin?
Just doesn't feel like we're on TV.
No, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
No, I'm very, very shy.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Wheels are spinning in my mind.
Yep, I guess I'm just a take-charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes, know what I mean?
What the stink are they doing in there?
We try desperately to educate and inform on this program.
Get to know Charlie.
Reach out of space.
Good Monday, episode. We're going to have ourselves a fun day afternoon, so everybody, you're listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Live on WJFK, FM 106.7 and 1300 AM. Rock on, baby. You only rock once.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Bye.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get?
Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie.
Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
97 X, the future of rock and roll.
97 X, bam, the future of rock and roll. 97X. Bam! The future of rock and roll. 97X. Bam! The future of rock and roll.
Ray, 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 enough already.
This is great, but it's like lint.
So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, I've been working nights.
And?
Well, tonight we were out late. We took a ride on the... out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. That's high school the blood came from. I told you. Jimmy told you before, didn't you? Anyway, you know, remind him, I need this knife. I'm going to take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah. Bring it back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him in his... we hit the deer in his paw. What do you call it?
The paw.
The hoof got caught in the grill. Oh. I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Come on, it's a sin. You gotta leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if they do that. Anyway.
When the world starts to kick you around, and you find yourself flat on the ground. But it's a sure one of five, there'll be someone to jive you and try to keep bringing you down. Now for a while, you might take that abuse and convince yourself to stay loose. But then one day, he'll throw you away and say you're good for nobody's use. But then I'll come your way, turn your blackest night into day. When you're needing it bad, cause some rough times you bad, I'm gonna look at you and I'm gonna say, who loves you, baby? By now you ought to know. Well, I can't always let it show. By now you really ought to know. This is one thing I don't wanna blow. Baby, baby, won't you tell me what I want to know. Baby, baby, won't you tell me what I want to know. If you wake up one day feeling ugly, thinking you're 10 or 12 pounds overweight, but just know I don't care if there's gray in your hair. If there's hair at all, I think that's just great. Now this carnival life that we're riding gives no one the room to start hiding. So I don't want to hear that you've turned a deaf ear to my words and started backsliding. Cause then I'll come your way, turn your blackest night into day. When you're needing it bad, cause of rough times you've had, I'm gonna look you straight in the eye, baby, and I'm gonna say, who loves you, baby? By now you ought to know. This is one thing I don't want to blow. won't you tell me? Tell me what I wanna know. Baby, baby, won't you tell me? Tell me what I wanna know. Baby, baby, won't you tell me who loves you, baby? Tell me what I wanna know. I'm the one. Totally, totally beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moss Radio Mayberry Union High. Victory is yours, well done. We'll hit the line for points every time. The orange and blue will try. And when the victory's won, you'll be our favorite son. Proud waves your banner in the sky. Mayberry Union High.
Do you want me to put it in my mouth?
All the animals in the neighborhood running in circles. I guess that means your mother will be arriving soon.
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Number something or other.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
Not the room. It's not how cold it is. It's that you're not funny.
Jethro is a powerful man.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental concerning love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
Hey, what are you going to shoot? Some more of them skeets?
Oh, no, no. Today we're going to be shooting game.
Oh, praise be. We can use some fresh meat. Try and get a possum or a squirrel.
according to Mr. Drysdale, we're going to be shooting some game called golf.
Incarnation is a golf.
Well, I don't rightly know, Granny, but they must be thicker than crows in a corn patch around here, because Mr. Drysdale says everybody in Beverly Hills shoots them.
I ain't never seen no strange critters running around. They must live in holes in the ground like a gopher.
Yeah, I reckon maybe you're right. Just the other day, I heard him say he shot 9 holes of golf and got 57.
There must be a mess of them to a hole.
I just noticed something that... In one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
You paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day.
By the way,
what do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick.
It's the only live worldwide talk presentation. We are being seen in well over 150 countries tonight, watching the real Santa Claus with a bunch of wonderful kids. And we're sorry about our system failure on phone calls. And by next year, we'll have it straightened out. Okay, the young man here, right here with the multicolored shirt.
My name is Wendell. What would happen if your reindeer gets sick?
The reindeer get sick? Well, good question, Wendy, baby.
We just can't afford that. There just can't be any sick reindeer.
It happens.
Well, I suppose it can, but we just have to nurse them through the best
we can. You've never had that. You've never had a sick reindeer.
Well, I've heard when we got back that things were in pretty bad shape.
But they always fly, right?
They always get the job done.
Okay, this gentleman here in the green sweater.
My name is Taylor, and...
Your name is Taylor, and her name is Taylor.
My name is...
Anna, your name is Taylor.
What if you're sick?
What if I'm sick?
Ah.
Well, I tell you, there have been times when I really didn't feel the really right up snuff, and I had to get Mrs. Claus to let her know that things weren't right, and we had to change what I was eating, whether it was soup or... You know, staying away from the real food and things of that sort.
Do you have a doctor?
Like fat stuff.
Do you have
That's
a doctor?
That's right. Leave off the fat
stuff.
The cholesterol.
Stay away from the greasy. You're right.
Yep.
Do you have a doctor?
Pretty much.
You take antibiotics?
Well, no, I don't take antibiotics. I don't need them. I'm in good shape.
Okay, well, we worry about you.
Oh, I'm glad you... Well, thank you very much.
This young man right here.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? Quick.
Policeman uniform.
You got it.
Hi, this is Larry King, here to tell you about my new book, Picking Up Chicks with the King, my special 225-page guide to meeting and dating the world's most lovely ladies. You'll find valuable information inside, like how to use the right pickup line, meeting gorgeous women at the right parties, making conversation in awkward situations, and Larry King's special 10-page guide to better lovemaking. How to pick up chicks with the King. Order today and receive a beautiful policewoman poster from the lovely Angie Dickinson. Picking up chicks with the King. Order today and tell them Larry sent you. Thank you.
Trip, the family in the car.
I'm tired. I'm hungry. I can't see. He's pushing. I gotta pee.
Boy, my wife was annoying.
You know something? After watching the mulatto shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
I think the criteria is always to figure out of what is in, what kind of a picture will sell well out there, what kind of a picture is it that the public all over the world is interested in. also the women, because it's very important that when you do those films, they don't just have an action picture. The most important thing, especially for women audiences, is that you have, that there is a sensitivity there, that you have an interesting plot, that there's suspense and all those good twists, not just crazy shootouts. I love real intimate scenes. I love dialogue scenes and stuff like that.
K-A-G-E, Radio Bedrock.
Hey, Rock Quarry with you through the entire Paleozoic era. Coming up, we've got the Bedrock Top 4 Countdown. But first...
K-A-G-E, Molten O.D.
You fossils out there, remember how to do the twist! Ow, how I love to move and groove to the BC-52s. And now, time for the community switchboard. The Daughters of the Arctic Evolution will be having their annual bake sale this Saturday to help promote global warming. And for those of you in the Boulder area, singer Ann Margrock will be chiseling copies of her new autobiography at Planet Holly Rock. Hope to see you there. And now, for all you evolved species, it's time for...
Bedrock Top 4 Countdown!
Debuting at number 4 on the chart, us three with I Showed a Caveman How to Rock.
Well,
sounds like the call of a male Gryposaurus.
Now, the next thing in self-defense is muscle control. When you brace yourself for that first punch, you make yourself hard all over, and nothing can hurt you. Let me show you. You hit me right there, just as hard as you can. Well, it won't make a dent.
Go ahead, Oaks. Okay.
Come on, Oaks. Come on. See, I'm braced. See? Yeah, you can't hurt me. Come on. All you got. Come on.
Oaks, you want to help Barney in that chair there? Because he is braced for it, weren't you, Bob?
Let's clean house, Batman.
No, Robin.
A wop, bop, a loop, bop. A wop, bam, boom.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
Joan!
Barbara, please! Please, Barbara! Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful.
This is wonderful!
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter. A reporter? I told you how important this is to me. I told you.
Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread. And to the republic for which it stands, and by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
Amen.
When the f*** am I reading this, man? I really think I've got a problem, John. In all seriousness, it's a form of dyslexia. It's called stupidity. Here we go. You can call John Pop toll-free, 1-800-I'm-a-homo. 1-800-I-am-a-homo. That's right.
Oh, boy.
I'm doing these naked, by the way, just so you'll know. Completely buck naked. That is right.
Is what
there
is
really
it,
any...
the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean, this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Well, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
If you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Oh,
let me see.
No.
Come on, let me see. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Hank.
What? What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hank.
What?
Look that way. Look that way. Look
okay.
Up.
Right.
Look down.
All right.
Does that loosen me up? How's that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way.
Yeah.
Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
Fellas, let's sing a song.
Okay.
Okay, Mo. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We're coming to your house.
We're coming to your house.
Have a good time.
to have a good time.
Woo-hoo! We'll bring you some laughter.
Ha, 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 ha.
And happiness, too.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We know you can count.
Though Mommy won't like us.
Though Mommy won't like us.
And neither will Dad.
And neither will Dad. We're coming to your house
to break up the joint. Now, Larry, that's no way to talk when somebody invites you to their house.
We got an invitation?
In writing.
When you hear the bell ring.
When you hear the bell ring.
What bell?
The doorbell, stupid.
I never heard of a stupid doorbell.
Oh, please let us in.
Oh, please let us in. And Larry will play on his new violin.
Me? I haven't got a violin.
Would you like one?
Yeah, under my chin.
Here it is.
Oh, my chin.
Oh, we'll have a party.
Oh, we'll have a party.
Party all day.
A party all day.
Coming to your house.
We're coming to your house. We're coming to stay.
I'm Larry.
I'm Moe.
I'm Curly Joe.
Hiya, folks.
How's everybody? According to our medical readouts, there's still nothing wrong with him. He looks like he's running a temperature, but every instrument we have says he's not.
Doctor, every person on that ship over there died. Is there any chance that whatever did it is loose on my ship?
If you mean a disease, sir, I'd say there's no chance of it. We used full decontamination. We examined every team member very carefully.
The entire crew somehow managed to kill themselves, Doctor. If it's not a disease, what else made them do it?
The obvious alternatives are in the areas of insanity and severe emotional upset. Troy, do you feel anything unusual in the lieutenant?
Security has just told me that he was longing for normal sight. It's a sudden yearning for that.
Since his records show no previous mention of that, the fact that it happened now could be important. But all I sense from him is confusion. If I didn't know better, I'd say he was intoxicated.
Our tests would have shown that. Also, any other signs of drugs, hallucinogens, or any other contaminants.
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Chester goes through women the way an elephant goes through peanuts. He fools around with anything, anytime, anywhere. He deceives. He sneaks around. He cheats before work. He cheats during work. He cheats after work. He cheated on our honeymoon. He cheated on our anniversary. He cheated while I was in labor in the hospital. In the hospital. He has cheated practically every week of every month of every year of our entire marriage. But other than that, he has been a wonderful husband.
Could I just have this alternative marked, and I'd just like to make this record, Your Honor?
No.
It won't take very long. It'd take a few minutes. Your Honor, I think that I
Mr.
was...
Mr. Sheck, I'm going to tell you for the fourth time, no. Sit down.
You know, when I was a kid, born on the streets of New York, 25th Street and 1st Avenue, it was a sound. It used to come from out west, they say. Well, out west to us was, well, if you really want to know, New Jersey was a foreign country. So out west was inconceivable. But there was a sound that wasn't. It was haunting and melodic and sad. And I've always loved it. They called it country and western music then. It has not only enveloped our country, but it's known now all over the world. They still call it country and western music, and I still call it totally, totally beautiful.
I can make you all go away anytime I want to.
From KSA in San Francisco, this is old Jumpin' George thanking you for listening and saying, you know I love everybody, especially you, baby. Bye.
To fall into a negative trough saying I can't do this or that won't work. I've learned a trick that I use. If I do have a negative thought, I quickly say to myself, cancel that. I'm going to expect the best.
Can Stevens UGSOP give
give Don and Mike their bonus today. 9 years of great ratings deserve some rebatings. The truth is you're just too much of a skinflint to pay. You spend all your money on gas for your femur and a thimble collection, they say. Hey, Stevens, you tightwad, give up that green wall to the big boys at JFK.
Again, Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Christmas is not about being with people you like. It's about being with your family.
Tired sitting with somebody's dream.
WJFK Washington.
Not in like on WJFK. Baltimore.